All right. You want to talk about the Golden Globes now?
Yes, please.
And I don't mean those two beautiful things on your chest.
I was just wondering if you were given an award. In fact, you were given an award. You got the Blockbuster Award.
Thank you, Robin.
I don't recall you thanking your wife.
No.
Or, you know, everybody has to thank their wife or their husband or their boyfriend.
Well, you know why.
Why is that?
Because they have bad relationships. And they want to prove to their wives that
their
they love them.
Their boyfriend.
Right. Oh, yeah. First of all,
I remember a couple of years ago, wasn't it what's her name on Victoria's Secret, that TV show? She's the Scientologist. Kirstie Alley.
Kirstie Alley, yeah.
Yeah. A couple of years ago, she was thanking her husband for giving her
the big one,
and then she divorced him.
Right. Well, look at James Cameron when we were at the Blockbuster where he had to thank Linda Hamilton every minute.
Right. And then he divorced. Well, she's divorcing him.
Yeah, my beautiful wife, my this or that. Garth Brooks has to thank his beautiful wife, Tim Allen.
There's a lot of wife and husband thanking.
Yeah. My rock, my wife, my this, my that.
It's something else that was interesting.
I saw Heather Locklear up there. I wasn't thinking about anybody but Heather Locklear. I live in the moment.
So that was who you thanked.
I sure did. I climbed right on top of her, and I do it again tomorrow.
She was not your prize. That was not what you won.
I have eye of the vagina.
It was almost like you thought she was the award.
Yeah, I thought that was my prize. I'm keeping it real.
Thank you, Academy.
Thank you. That's a sweet young girl. Sue, you're on the air.
Yes. Did you see Jenna Elfman last night at the award show? It's like she looked like a scarecrow with a bag on.
Well, a lot of chicks don't dig that, but guys dig that.
Apparently, really? It's a guy thing.
It's a guy thing. I was explaining
the same thing you did this morning.
Robin said that to me this morning, and I said to her, you got to understand one thing I know. A lot of chicks, when they have their hair that looks like they didn't do anything, they put a lot of thought into it. That's a look.
Like her breastbone and her ribs were sticking out, and her arms were like little sticks.
Yeah, she's
and
not.
The dress looked a little big, didn't it?
Yes, you're right. She's not that hot. She's very annoying.
Oh.
And she talks too much.
Yeah, but Jack Nicholson was great. I liked his speech.
It was a little long, but...
Well, that's one thing I like about the Golden Globes is they don't say, well, you...
Imagine going to dinner with Jack Nicholson and he starts talking like that, pontificating.
Nothing to say.
And Warren Beatty and...
Yeah.
I tell
it almost
you.
Looked like Jack was getting annoyed at some
Wait till they all drop dead.
Yeah, oh, well.
Thank you.
But I liked the award show. It was good.
Yeah, it was good. It was kind of cool.
Yeah. Thank you.
I like to see all the bitches in their dresses.
Well, at least they don't have those production numbers where people have to come out and sing. They just give the awards.
That's fun. Watch to see if Michael J. Fox's handshake. He whipped out that piece of paper, I think, on purpose. Yeah.
Just to show you that it doesn't. And then maybe the award, because it's kind of heavy, was weighting down the other arm so it didn't shake.
Right. You're saying that the award balances out his body?
That's what he gave it to.
He's a show-off.
Probably put extra lead in it.
He is so tiny. When he got at that award, there was some hot chick who was standing next to him, missing him 5 feet above
towered
him.
Towered over
him. Yeah. Sharon Stone looked horrible. What happened to her? She used to be so hot. Could you lose it that fast?
All I know is, you were making a big deal about this Gloria, you know, star, you know, vanity role, blah, 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 blah. They didn't even show it to critics before it was released, so you know it was a bad movie. And it got one star on Saturday after the critics got to see it. I'm like, who is hiring this woman?
Yeah.
She can't act. She's a stripper.
You know, there's a funny guy, Michael Caine. He was good.
Caine did a great speech.
Yeah, he got up there, and this is what he basically said. He said, look. He said, I know, first of all, thank you for the award. I never expected it. He says, I made a lot of movies in my life, and I took a lot of roles I shouldn't have taken because I made a lot of crap.
Yeah.
But I also made a lot of money making a lot of crap.
Right.
And now I got enough money, I can wait around and wait for some good roles.
Be artistic, that's right. And he also said, you know, and my career must be in a downswing because, you know, I actually have time to come and accept this.
Yeah. So usually I never accept these awards.
I'm too busy.
Yeah, I'm busy working. That's funny.